Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, the top three stories that we're talking about today in our last 5 minutes, we want to be able to focus on three. The first one we want to talk about, because it's very relevant, what we're talking about earlier, about Mormonism. You know, are Mormons, you know, are Mormons Christian? Mm-hmm. You know, that's very important. We need to find that out, because they say they are. You know, they say that they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I began the journey myself hoping that they did, you know, and that what their beliefs were and what their doctrine was that they did. And what I discovered and what we discovered, we shared on the VFN, on your highlights. You can go to your highlights on your app, or you can go to the VFN Torch. It's called Mormons, Are They Christians? And that actually, at the very bottom of the article, will have other links of other articles that talk even more about what's going on. Make sure you click on the VFN Radio, listen to the segment now, because you'll be able to listen to that one segment. It talks very specifically about that.
You know, God's crystal clear.
Yeah, and God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so we need to gain knowledge. You know, what is this, and why are they called Mormons, and some of the original beliefs are that, you know, the Garden of Eden is in Missouri, they're going to be God, you know, just like God is, and that there is no hell. They don't believe that there is a hell.
Right.
And there's three different heavens. And it's just a whole bunch of additions to the word of God, which he says these curses will be upon those who... So we need to find out, well, how did that happen, which should put the fear of God in us to make sure that we humble ourselves and realize just because it sounds religious doesn't mean it's right.
Mm. That's right.
And that we can stand together as Americans, but as Christians, we have to say, you're preaching the wrong Jesus. We have to openly say that.
Right.
But yet we can be on the same police force. We can be on the same... in the same military, you know, e pluribus unum, though we're many, we are one under the Constitution. Another one I want to talk about today is Got Vision. Very, very popular article on the VFN Torture in your highlights. Just look up Got Vision. And it's so important, because without vision, people perish. What we need now, we need a God vision for where we're going.
Right.
And the vision that I challenge you with is a third great awakening. You know, whatever it takes for more of God, for a hunger of God, that God, and a great awakenings like this, it will change the DNA of our culture.
Absolutely.
And the key to that is the church beginning to change. You know, judgment begins at the house of God.
That's right.
And that's us, buildings. Mm-hmm. It's not that we are the building of God. So you got to see this in Habakkuk 2:2-3. So it tells us to write the vision, make it plain. So it'll really, really encourage you about, you know, what is the vision, and about an abiding vision with God, and it'll challenge you, has some scriptures in there, but also you can listen to that segment, and it's a very popular segment. But the big thing is, we hope it encourages you to get vision.
Right.
You know, to get vision for your life. And finally, out of the top three we're talking about today is, it's entitled the VFN 4th Annual Family Gathering. But in that article, in that segment from VFN Ready, we're talking about King Josiah. We're talking, there's a word in there, you know, and hopefully it'll be available on VFN TV as well, that about we are kings, just like King Josiah was the king of Israel, and he can make all these personal decisions and decisions to remove evil things from the kingdom in America. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a government by the people and for the people, and we are just like King Josiah. The question is, when we're confronted with the word of God and what God says, are we going to be like King Josiah, which turned out to be a very awesome king? Or are we going to be like the people and just say, you know, whatever, we want to blame the people that we hired to be able to serve in the offices? Are we going to stand up and say, you know what, we want leaders in office who honor God and do what's right and remove these stains from our land? You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.